a different class of confection and another time and place, and you arrive at a memory of commentator Daniel Pinkwater. Milk duds.
They're those chocolate-covered caramels you get at the movies in the little boxes, the ones nobody has ever seen in the light. I found out why they're called milk duds. Seems the idea was to make them perfectly round, and they came out elliptical. Hence, they called them duds. They're Hershey milk duds now. It was during the Holloway period that I graduated from college and wound up in Chicago with a degree in art. My major was sculpture, and I needed a job. So I look in the paper, and there it is, help wanted. Sculptor must have knowledge of wood carving. How incredible is that? I apply for the job. The guy in the office says they were really looking for someone around 16 years old. They could train, but since I'd been to college and also because there were no other applicants, they'd give me a try. The other wood carvers were all European guys around 70 years old. They take a really dim view of someone starting out to learn the craft at 22, but they are nice guys. You should really start at 14, Janos, the oldest guy, tells me. The job consists of us carvers carving decorative items out of poplar from which molds will be made, and then casts made of wood-like plastic produced for sale in a Woolworth, Kresge's, and other fine stores. You have to have your own tools and a shop coat. They supply the workbench. Rough sketches come from the design department, and we carve what we are given to carve. Everybody kicks in a dollar a day, and around 2 o'clock a guy comes with Hungarian pastries, which are to die for. Across the street is the Holloway's Milk Duds factory, and every 20 minutes some vent opens and exhales a cloud of powerful milk dud aroma, which wafts in the open windows. It's quiet on our floor. The sound of tools chipping wood and the whoosh of slow-moving ceiling fans, and every 20 minutes the chocolatey smell. I keep wanting to go to sleep. I go nuts in my second week. I quit. I'm getting out of here.
Why you quit? Janos asks me. You making good progress. We thought you too old to start, but you're doing very good.
I had finished my carving of the Nina and was in the middle of the Pinta. Janos was doing the Santa Maria.
What will you do? Janos asks.
I'll make my own sculpture, I say.
You can do your own designs? You are an artist.
I should have found out where those pastries came from before I left. Later that year, my entry to the juried sculpture show at the Art Institute was rejected. It was ahead of its time, a piece entitled Milk Dud.
Daniel Pinkwater now lives in the Hudson Valley of New York.
You're listening to All Things Considered from NPR News.